It's Pater's Pod 37.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is good.
Oh, yeah. I'm dreaming.
Let's buzz.
Oh, yeah. We're dreaming of a Pater's Pod.
Wow, that's nice. Pops. Oh. That pops.
Yeah, woo. We like that.
Welcome to the Paters. Welcome to the Paters Podcast 37. Having fun and screwing around at the same time. And maybe that's what's causing the fun, is the screwing around.
Who knows?
How's the chat doing? Trash Image, Touche, Bovadis, Touche, Shaboing Boing, Any Fide. That one always slips me up. I want to say Any Field.
What?
Free drink ticket.
Oh, Any Five.
Trash Image.
Any Five.
Touche.
Wanted to put a L in there, too. Let's crank it.
Oh. Okay.
We love that. We would call that New Jack
Swing. That was a good episode.
That was fun. Boy, did we have fun. I thought, you know, Doug, it's yes. Not often that we do an episode, and I feel like I'm literally playing. Playing with my boy, my friend, my little playmate. And that's what I felt like tonight, that I was playing
with my little playmate.
We were both in a crib, and the Roamers were looking down over
what
us.
What would that make the Roamers? The mobile? Am I low? I'm too low.
Yeah, it's...
We're the babies playing in the crib, then the Roamers are the mobile.
Yeah.
Test. Test.
I mean, you're...
Test.
You're coming out completely test. Maxed.
Okay, so, fine. That's yeah. Good.
I can turn your monies up.
So what went down this week, brother? Oh, should we reveal this was a first... This was a first style of episode.
Oh, yeah, it was.
I wrote every single
segment
in this episode. This is a
first. That's a first.
I lost track.
Yeah. Good grief. Yeah, my work's been
a ball. We call that 100% Doug episode. So for some of the archivists, some of the Salty Tea style archivists, it's a Doug. We call that a Doug episode. So how did I do writing every segment?
you used to get a supermajority often, and I'd say from the 20 to 40 range that we'd get up, you and I would be neck and neck, but you'd often get a majority, and you'd say to me, I hate it. I don't like these. But tonight, your confidence
I was
on these
my
bits,
confidence
this
was
is
high.
This is a great show.
You
caused me to have a baby flashback like I was in a little baby crib with my boy.
Well, that's good to hear. You know, you can tell it's a Doug bit if it's not 1,000 OTS. Because I make every single OTS. Also.
Yeah, but I think that's in the nature of how
that I make every single graphic.
The nature of how we write it is that it's bulleted points, and I'm an outline freak. I love
so
outlines.
You go. All right, then the bit goes here. Then it goes here.
Sub. Yeah, I'm an outline.
Whereas
freak.
I go, I say, okay, we're gonna have a segment. We're gonna talk about a topic, and we're gonna let it flow around. And the graphics would help to add to that. But sometimes I just go, I don't want to sit here for 6 hours making graphics.
Go,
I
would next. Rather do and then it feels like a listicle often when that happens. We don't like
also the ones that are really long are hard to make into cutdowns, and everyone enjoys the cutdowns.
Oh, yeah.
That's
smart. You're smart, dude.
Free drink ticket says Sam's not really subscribing to the hustle culture where you don't really stop working ever. That's true.
I guess
that's actually not true.
I mean, when I'm not writing these, I'm making toys.
He makes toys. Yeah, he works for Santa's workshop. I was telling Sam,
Doug's toys.
I had a great idea for the Christmas episode next year, or I guess this year, where we just have Santa.
I guess you just
we have Santa
blasted
on the show,
your spoiled so it.
Oh, I just ruined it. Okay, now we can't do that. Why did I ruin that surprise?
Maybe if they're good boys and girls.
I just wanted to have Santa on the show.
I think that. We'll get him. How about that? We'll just say that you won't. No. Uh-oh. We heard this last week.
That's a great trash song. Free drink tickets. My fault. Trash image. Sam is a toy elf.
Yes.
Jude Sadler. Hey, Sam, it's uppercase as Jude Sadler. I want to say I'm very fucking sorry for what I said.
Okay.
Okay.
You're forgiven. Here, I'll play a song for them.
Okay. I don't know what that means. Sen says, I was thinking about a Christmas ep today.
Let's do this. Oh, man. So that song is called, that's a standard called Spartacus's Love Theme. But what if Spartacus is, this is why we need AI making music, Doug. You know why we need AI making music?
Why?
Is to do Spartacus's Love Theme in the style of the Human League Fascination. So let's hear it.
What?
Fascination. Keep feeling fascination.
I haven't heard this.
Fascination.
Wait, what?
Human League. Human.
Oh, you're just going to play that song. I thought you said there are that already. I thought you meant like that already existed.
No, sir. No.
Trashman says we should have some Realm or Discord holiday festivities. What did you do anything fun this week?
Hell no. I worked until I wanted to jump off a bridge.
Why don't we on this podcast just talk about the minute details of your job?
Yeah, okay. God, it's probably so boring, though. It'd probably make people
you're excited
jump
about
off
it.
Bridges. Not really, just...
You know what I was...
I can describe my symptoms.
Yeah. I was bummed that we didn't get to go to the jazz festival. Now, I made I didn't plug the jazz shirt. I forgot. But I made a... I just...
Oh, fuck. I
was getting so excited about jazz music. I made a jazz-themed skeleton realm shirt. But there's a... Me and Dana went to the Atlanta Jazz Festival... And it was really epic.
Oh, he said I was red earlier.
Oh.
Okay. I thought we met in person or something. And
yeah, I could tell that you thought that.
I was like just racking my brain. I'm bad with names. I used to be a bartender.
In my head, you were like, Jude said it's uppercase as Jude Sadler. I thought like in your world you had some guy that you knew uppercase in real life.
No,
like,
that what
like
you
a
saw.
Rap. Yeah,
what you saw played down is for 7 years I bartended, and every time I saw a person that I knew. But forgot their name, or it was even, I'm only 80% sure of their name, I start freaking out, sweating, trying not to say their name.
I've been around you so many times in Atlanta where we're in a group and these random people come up and go, what's up, hey, man? And you go, hey! Yep. And then they walk away and you're just like, I don't fucking, because you saw, you bartended so long at the most popular bar in town, at the most popular bar in town!
You and I worked at together at the merchandising.
We've been over this.
Yes, we did. We ran a shop. Sorry.
For one of the podcasts, we should take our shirts off and put electrodes all over our bodies and zap our fucking bodies. Just like have like zapping. Like pain style. Would you guys like to see that or no?
I thought those are like sensors, electrodes. They don't electrocute you. I should put a car battery on you.
They make those things that are like,
you know,
stimulate your muscle.
Right before we went live on the Pater's Pod, gosh, I got to fix this sound. There, check. Give me my treble. Treble. There we are. I had an insult prepared for a real Skelly hater.
Mm. What was it?
He fingers his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Just a thought. That's just
his fingers his mouth. Yeah. He said the most vile shit. You're like, you're fisting your ass and jacking off or something?
Yeah, because he said his hands were occupied
great.
Or something. But then I thought of a cleaner one.
Well, I was
going
to allude to the fact that he was jerking off to the show, but I didn't want to say it.
Oh, you
should. And
should've.
You said he was fisting his ass, too.
Well, that's the other hand.
You went nasty.
He had to, I don't know.
It's a family show, man.
Yeah. I think I said thumb up or.
I guess I can't say something like that because my mom's watching.
Oh, yeah.
Your
I say
parents
that,
aren't watching the show.
I say that stuff to your mom on the holidays when I say, Gail, try to crack her up. She doesn't even smile. Doesn't turn to...
She doesn't think that's funny.
Fascinating.
Crash Hammer says SJO style. That is true. We really went for it. Everybody's been... or not everybody. People have been digging that one up. I was really so proud of that episode.
Yeah,
I feel as though it deserves more views. It has like 300 views.
Really?
I mean, none of our episodes have more than 1,000 views, really.
Holy shit.
Some of them have a little more, but
yeah.
I thought that one, I think there's a lot of, that's one of the examples of our content where a lot of people would actually really like it. They just haven't been, it hasn't been shown to them. Because I think it's a pretty good Lex style.
It is. And,
I don't know.
It was
Lex is funny. His whole thing is funny to me.
Yeah. He's,
and it's a funny joke.
Well, he has like
nobody's
a...
Nobody's watching it.
He has a very thick... skull and he's a He's kind of a dunce. He's like a science
he's
dunce.
He's kind of just a math. He's a math so. Dunce. You know?
Yeah. He's like, he reminds me of a computer.
Yeah. He's like smart in some ways, probably dumb in others. He'd probably agree.
Yeah. He'd probably go on and on about it.
One thing is for sure about him is he's really what am easy I actually, to make fun of. So you know that's what, why we do it. Not because we dislike him, but because he's very low-hanging fruit. That's
exactly.
What we
and,
consider.
And one thing that he says is... When posed the question, he has this, I think this is the example of him trying to not think like a computer when he's trying to get like human style. He has a little turn of phrase that he turned a turn of phrase. He turned it. And that is, you know, we would say work smarter, not harder. But when he hears that phrase, he goes, no,
yeah,
work harder and smarter. And we go, Lex, well, that's kinda... not the point of the phrase. You don't, it's not. Like that,
but he goes on and on about it. So what it is to me. So we talk about this in that episode. We talk about the whole thing in Silicon Valley and science, MIT people or whatever, where there's this like obsession with it's the opposite of what it is. Like everything's actually the opposite of what it is. So like, I mean, this is like take. culture or whatever, where it's like, you know, the hot take. It's like actually it's the opposite of what it is.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain, you know what I mean?
I do know what you
But
mean.
That's like a very like tech futurist thing where it's like actually we shouldn't wear shoes, you know? Like
we shouldn't actually be on planet Earth.
You might not should wear shoes.
We should not live on
But that whole Lex
Earth?
Thing where he's going like if he takes a common phrase and then flips it, it's an extension of that mentality of like, it's the opposite of what you think. Actually, we should be upside down.
Yeah.
Like the human body should actually just be upside down.
I saw actually, you I'm know? Sorry to say this, but I saw just a great tweet today by Don Hughes. And he said, you know, every day he wakes up and says, let's reinvent the wheel. And it was summarized in a New York Times style article, fashion interview. And I thought, it's to what you're saying.
Yeah.
Reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
Hey, why does that have to be a bad thing? Work harder and smarter.
Yeah.
Actually, just fly around in the sky. Anyway, but
it's almost like they run out of
critique. We're trying
to run out of solutions because it's like Silicon Valley. They're so wealthy and it's so narrative driven or something. I don't know. They run out of a solution for something. So it's like let's flip everything over.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works. Sometimes it gives us the iPhone. And that's pretty cool. We love our iPhones, don't we?
But it is a classic. We'll stop our little critique here. We're steering away. We don't mean to be critiquers.
We actually have backgrounds in VC and angel investing. So we have a lot of expertise on that space. We've had a lot of experience there.
True that.
Free drink ticket says, reverse hater is kind of funny, but in a French Skelly hater. But a French Skelly hater would really make me laugh.
Ah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm reading a lot of free drink tickets comments because free drink ticket is a selfless donator.
Yeah.
Free drink ticket is donating memberships to people, and he's not putting a comment. I mean, he's donating dozens of memberships. He should have dozens of his comments read. In the normal show.
What's the first disaster that comes to mind for you?
Like, Titanic.
So he would be holding the doors open for people to get on the life rafts, and he would say, no, after
Skelly
you.
Hater's the iceberg.
Skelly Hater's the captain who, like...
Yeah, Skelly Hater's the coward. Skelly
yeah,
Hater's
the, coward,
the
captain.
Coward captain.
Yeah.
And the captain who is noble is maybe like a trash image.
Oh yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Or maybe us.
Of which there was both.
We are the boats. We are the rescue boats.
I'm the propeller.
Okay. This is loud.
Like the sunshine. I'm sorry. I look at the levels down there and I go, it's actually not that loud. I think it might be imperceptible.
It's actually not loud. Actually, blasting really loud noise in your ears actually calms you. That's a trick that we've.
Yeah.
It's called body. Bio
sensory overload therapy.
What was the thing? It was like a jack, hypno jack something.
SJO? I don't know.
I remember you had some bit or something that was like hypno jack. I don't know. Maybe I made that up. It was like a hypnotic jacking thing or something.
It doesn't ring any bells.
Skeleton Incredible. Realm says, what am I? Courtney Davis says, our Skelly hater sweetie. Eversurge, new painter here. I am a little...
Oh, great.
I am at a little record store. Who should I look for? Quick, I need some racks. Sam, who should Eversurge look for at a little record store?
Well,
well,
it depends
on what kind of records. Are they records of crimes being committed?
He's at the courthouse. Well, I'd say look up Wayland Jennings. That's something that they're sure to have. If you want something really obscure, then get, you know, one of our favorite Japanese artists. Look up Wayland. Heck.
Touche says, our Doug and Sam, I think you should leave heads. I like that show.
Yeah, the season came out. New season came out last night.
That's right. That's why he's asking.
I didn't get to watch it yet.
I didn't watch it. Is it on Netflix?
Yep, that's the one.
That's tight. Yeah,
we'll check it out.
I saw a clip of it. I don't know if this is from the new season, but he's. It's a clip where he's on a reality, like a dating bachelorette show, and he just keeps wanting to like there. She's getting onto him during like the. I'm explaining a comedy bit from a show. Stupid.
Hey, go on.
She's like getting onto him while they're having like the moment in the show where they're all standing, you know, and she's. Talking to him. And she keeps saying like all you want to do is ride the zip line, and he's like no I don't, and it keeps showing like in all the scenarios he's just always trying to ride this zip line that they have through the mansion over the pool.
That's good.
They're like eating and the other guy is trying to eat. Like there's a really good part where he's like shoving food in his face because he wants to eat so he can get back to the zip line, and the other guy's like, so what are your thoughts about like Amanda, and he's like, oh whatever, and he just goes back to the zip line. Zip line's going into a pool. Every
I don't
time
remember that one. I must.
I think it's
that's
from
a
new the
one.
News. Yeah.
Anyway, I like
that's
that.
A good one.
I had a. I also was explaining a joke or talking about the joke from that show today with Mr. Mike, who is a painter, but he does not tune in.
Mr. Mike never comes and interacts. Mike, what are you doing? Come in the show and interact. Come on, we should have Mike on the show.
Yeah, he would hate that. He's the shyest.
That's why we should have him.
Shyest worm under the rock. Shyest roly-poly under the rock. But we discussed, Mr. Mike and I discussed, and what a talented artist he is.
I was going to ask you what he's been up to in regards to his art, his animation.
Just fantastic. You know, he's a character designer.
Yeah.
He rigs and harmony and all these tune booms and all that kind of stuff. He's a master illustrator, character designer. And guess what he's now getting into? He's just starting to animate too, which is a big
it's
a big deal. And so he's just killing.
He's a valuable asset.
He's a bit of a perfectionist, I think he would say that.
Yeah.
And anyway, he was like, I didn't like Coffin Flippers. This bit from the I think he should leave.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I did. And we just chatted about it like gentlemen.
So there was some pushback
shook hands.
Wow. We
drew up the pros and cons of the comedy sketch. On a big board. And at the end of it, it drew up equal. We added them together, and then they were just perfect zero. So we said, I guess it's not funny.
It's kind of funny how
many
resources have tunes, or how tune-adjacent we are as creators.
We are so tune-adjacent.
We have a lot of friends that are, like, expert-level tune
individuals,
animators, and all this. And if, I don't know, a lot of people would try to make a tune if they were us.
We just don't want to make a tune.
I don't want to make a tune.
I'm tired of tunes.
I'm tired of tunes. Is anyone else tired of tunes?
We're tune tired.
I don't want to do a tune. I just don't want to do a tune.
No.
I think it's fun with a camera when you're having lights on a real life.
There's too many...
I don't want to do a tune. I think tunes can be cool, but I don't want to do a tune.
Well, there's too much time involved in the tunes, and that's about it. We do have a pair of exquisitely talented friends who would team up with me old Doug and me, and we would tune up hard, but it would take a long time.
It's just a lot of work. And it just seems like there's just so many tunes.
And it
always comes out
different than what you expected, and not necessarily in a good way. But who knows? Maybe we will tune up one day.
Tune!
We're enjoying...
Did David ever tell you, like, he has this memory of being in, like, middle school, and he went to this really southern school, you know, in Macon.
I bet.
With all these kind of southern-style people, and I guess this was, like, the 90s or whatever, or the early 2000s, and it was, like, when the internet was first getting accessible by teens, you know, and someone had found like toon porn, like Looney Tunes having sex porn, Rule 34 style.
Lois and Peter having missionary.
Yeah, and like so that. And he was like at lunch, and this one kid was explaining it what it was to this other kid.
He's hot off the press.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, so it's like cartoons but porn, and he goes, it's like toon porn, and the guy goes, toon porn, toon porn. In this really deep, like, Southern accent, and it's just, it's one of those things that's, like, stuck in his head for his whole life. And he'll just say it sometimes. He'll just go, toon porn.
Gosh.
Just like those memories that you don't choose that stick, you know? That's kind of what podcasts are for, aren't they? To discuss those memories?
That's a beautiful way of looking at it, that's for sure.
Something like that.
It's something worse. You could consider podcasts much worse things than that.
I wonder if somebody in the show said that Nick Coletti shouted us out. Is that a lie? I think it's a lie.
We're believing that is a lie as of now.
Nick
until
Coletti's
we
funny.
We just believe it's a lie. Touche says Rule 34 style.
Style!
Yes.
Shaboing Boing says hon 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 hon.
What's that about? Oh, is that Peter Griffin having sex?
You know who does really good Lois voice is Dana.
No shit.
Peter. She does a really. Wow. I'm pretty good at it, actually.
You know, I do a Marge. Peter. I've done it on Peter's Spot Pillow before. Like, Homer!
We're tired of your fucking Marge voice, dude.
Homer!
So, what's on the docket for us coming up? I'm trying to think.
Oh, the big 6-0.
The big 6-0. We've got it planned out pretty good. It's going to be fun.
It's a lot unknown about it still.
Oh, but we were talking about.
The framework is there.
We can't really talk much about it because it's supposed to be a surprise, but we were talking about. Also! Doing a new style of Skeleton Realm content where we go to small events or festivals around the Southeast and film content there and have fun, like at a booth.
It's going to be our Travelogue series.
Skeleton Realm Travelogue series.
And a GPB flavor.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if it was like, yeah. So if any, I know most of the Realmers are not in the Southeast. We're spread out pretty evenly. But if anybody knows of any cool festivals, I mean, we can't really fly anywhere.
No, but have to it's be a Georgia weekend. Thing.
Yeah, GPB. Georgia or maybe, you know, adjoining states.
Yeah. But the idea is that we'll be covering it and we'll probably we could play them. Oh, actually, we always decided against that. We don't play pre-recorded things that will be published outside of the live stream in the live stream. But it would be like a field piece. They call it a field piece where we go, we went to the so-and-so this weekend, and so take it away. And then we cut to that video on the stream.
Oh, that's what you're thinking. Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, but then we would also upload it, and that'd be repetitive.
I'd like to do like a vlog of going to events, kind of.
Oh, of course.
But it's set out like a travel video where you do get some information, you do get some enjoyment.
Absolutely.
Out of that, you do get some information. Like, you know, if we would have done the jazz festival, we could have gone to the jazz festival, we would have worn our jazz shirts. They would have interviewed some jazz artists, perhaps, and given the history of the jazz festival, and maybe did like almost like a Ken Burns style, like Skelly History style, and talk about jazz in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The characters we would have met there would have been outstanding.
There were some characters there for sure.
But what we got to subscribe. Anyone know newsletters that are just very pedestrian, where you can just walk right into the festival? We need to get event bookings, but Doug,
the Cherry Blossom Festival would have been really good. We'll do that next year.
Yeah, well,
that might be SkellyCon.
Yeah, that's true.
We might just make Me More. It's the Me More TV Cherry Blossom. We might just take it over.
We may take it over. We did look into the pricing of buying a thing. It's just outrageous.
Should we have Dana call in and do Lois voice?
Absolutely.
Peter demanding it.
But I'll just leave it at this on the jazz thing. You got my gears turned, and I was thinking of a very lame Jay Leno-style Man in the Street game to play at the Jazz Fest called First Name Bassist.
And we go,
who's your favorite jazz musician named Charles? And we're just doing speed rounds. Charles.
That sounds
Bill,
like a...
first name. And we get...
Eric Andre thing, because Eric Andre is a trained bassist, a stand-up bassist.
Well, that's the thing.
As well.
I don't want it to be only bassists, but that's just how the pun works out.
As well.
That's the problem with puns. But anyway.
As well.
Okay. So is Dana really going to...
Dana, if you want to do the lowest voice...
I don't think I can do it now.
Call in, and if you don't, that's okay, too. But we did have some interest
in that. The pressure is too high. Okay, well, how about this? record it in a voice memo, do as many takes as you can, do it 50 times as you have to.
Send me that on Telegram.
And then shoot it over here. We'll play it.
You know, we don't want to say that she has to do that.
We're going to use the open source media player called Resonic Player that we love, don't we, Doug?
We certainly do love it. Let me see if I have any fun pictures to show you. Oh, you know what I did today that was kind of exciting?
No.
I didn't take any pictures.
What was it?
I have a large area in my front yard that's full of dirt because they dug up a pipe and it's just dirt. It left patches everywhere. So I said, what am I going to do with my yard with all this patchy dirt? And I said, I'm going to have a clover lawn. So I bought some white Dutch clover.
Wow.
Some beautiful clover. Now, most people think that's an invasive weed, and it kind of is, but I like it. So I said, let's let it take over. And it's very, it just spreads like a weed. But the great thing about it is when you cut it, it looks like grass. But then when it grows out, it's clover. It's like an Irish clover, and it has these beautiful little white bulbs. And I think it looks pretty. And it grows very slow. So you're cutting down those mowing to once a month instead of twice, three times a month. So I'm going to try to achieve a clover lawn, full clover lawn, the whole thing clover.
You know what's
How cool
crazy
is that?
Is that you and it sounds like my wife and you had independent realizations of this because she's doing that with the front yard right now.
With clover?
Yeah.
Everyone's doing clover. My neighbor down the street's doing clover.
The same thing because you go, clover is beautiful. And right now we're doing it in our backyard too, partially. It's like clover versus grass.
You know what? This is
going
around.
And when you let
around,
it really grow, it's
going
a
around.
Bush.
It's like a trend.
A bust of this bush of clover that's so pretty when it's isolated island and then it spread. But
yeah.
They're so pretty and thick.
Yeah. Well, what gave me the idea is that a big portion of my yard already is clover. And when I run the mower over it, it's so clean and it just busts it. And it doesn't. It's just satisfying and it doesn't. It's like thick and then it just goes away and it grows really slow. So my brain was just like, I wish the whole thing was that one patch because I love cutting that patch.
It's so pretty.
My other part of my lawn is that fucking super, super thick grass that's brown and all year until like part of summer. And my mower just shuts off.
That's how my front yard
I
is.
I mow it.
You've seen how shitty my front yard can be.
Your front yard is a little bit bald. Some of the urban city dwellers not understanding some of this suburban swagger.
No, dude,
we love our lawn.
I swear. The guy who set the house up, he'd grab some sod from the bargain bin and just dropped it like a hat on my yard and it just died instantly.
Damn.
So it's just, I've been suffering
through
that.
You don't have good sunlight.
But
that's
we reseeded. Or actually,
my wife did all of this.
She reseeded the front yard. It's growing and it's so thin. It looks like grandma's hair growing out of my yard.
Yeah, yeah, you have
to. So we have to add clover now.
Yeah, that clover might do better. Bovadee says when he's moving to, what did he say? When I move to Pacific Northwest, I'm definitely doing a moss yard. I love a moss yard.
Oh, gosh, that's the moss man.
Now, I have a property, I've said before, down in near Vidalia, Georgia, on a swamp. And I got moss all up and down that property. I got the best moss. In fact, I harvest the moss and I bring it to
you.
You got to
bring that to Pater's Pub.
I'll show you some of my moss. I have a moss mecca.
Do you have it in a this
it
kind
is
of
so much it's just like all through the forest moss. It's wonderful.
But you have a at home you have a
I scraped some up. I also it's a really cool environment because the soil is really sandy and there's cacti that grow.
Oh.
So it's cacti moss and I get moss gorbs. Like almost they look like tumbleweeds.
Huh.
And then it's white sand.
Ooh.
It's a crazy environment. And it's like land that nobody wanted. It's just like, because you can't, it's not good farmland. It doesn't grow anything.
It has a Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi's great!
No kidding. Well, you got to bring that moss.
It's so close to the highway.
Make a little.
Get the highway Wi-Fi.
A mini diorama kind of deal of that. I know you already have a moss collection on rocks, right? I saw it at your house.
Yeah, oh yeah, I keep it in the,
If you bring that here on Pater's Pod Live and we shove cameras in it, I think
I'd be afraid we're going to smash it. Everything that comes here gets smashed.
Oh, not necessarily.
He's got designs on my moss.
Designs? No, you were
cool.
Saying that earlier on the show, and I was like,
you've never
is that
heard
a
that?
Real slang?
Have Pater's heard that when,
I think
you,
may
when
have...
you say someone has designs on something? Did I make that up? That's a saying, right?
I'm reading Twitter fairly.
I've got designs on. Yeah, you're reading Twitter. Like, they rehash all these old things. Like,
oh, that's
like,
old?
Ironically.
Oh, I thought you said it was a new slang.
No, no. I've got designs. Let me Google it.
Are you going to urbandictionary.com
having
to check?
Designs on someone. Have designs on. Aim to obtain. Something desired. Typically in a secret and dishonest way. Have designs on.
Oh, so it's like in a heist fashion.
I always think of like a person in the 40s being like, I've got designs on that car over there.
It sounds so, you know what I mean? Hip that
it's original hip. It's like, yeah, 40s hip. It's like kinda, it's like the word cool. Oh, that's nice. Ah. Ah.
Ah.
Ah.
Ow.
Ah.
Ow.
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 Ow. Ow. Ow. Ow. Any fight says, I have a concrete lawn.
Concrete lawn. I just poured a big pile of gravel, Doug. And boy.
Oh, yeah.
And I spread it. Did you appreciate it? Did you park
my
on it the other day?
My truck was sliding on it. I slid on it a little bit. It's so sandy.
No kidding.
Dumbass, it's too sandy, fucker.
I think you need to drive.
First word detected.
More. Damn.
Loud as fuck.
First word detected.
Yeah, we lowered our mics significantly today. Though it is.
We can't get our fucking audio straight.
It's the last. It's good enough.
I was listening to the last episode of the Pater's Pod. Now, this is weird. Sometimes I'll listen to our own podcast.
No, last week was fucked because we cranked it.
And I was playing a little bit of it just to hear it back, and it was piercing my ear holes.
Yeah, it got fucked. I was cutting a cut down
it
from the last show.
It got fucked.
Uh-oh. But we need to get you a new mic.
Oh, Bobadiz has a great idea. He says, can we have a now playing graphic?
Oh, jeez. That's such a simple fucking thing to do.
I don't know why. I just thought did you see Bofa?
Bofa's always
stream sniped a guy in Boston?
Yeah, that was awesome. I didn't get to watch. I was at work.
Like,
but I went to the time code. I saw Bofa appear. And I said,
did you watch it all?
No, I just saw Bofa go, hi,
cool.
Good to be here.
The guy is cool. I'd never seen the guy. I don't think he's a huge YouTuber or anything, but he's like, he talks about highways and like intersection styles. He's like an infrastructure nerd, you know?
Yeah.
And Bofa's into that too. And they walked around and chatted about that stuff. It's very interesting. I thought it was cool. And then Bofa shouted out Skeleton Realm.
Oh my God, what a
doll. And he said something like, what did he say? He said, I want to shout out my Realmers, Skeleton Realm. And then the guy was like, are you sure you're not D&D players or something?
Yeah, it does.
Fun.
Have the skeletons flare. Well, now look at that up top. We have the currently playing track listed right there.
Oh, look, that's easy.
And the degree to which I heart it. So
that was so quick and easy. Why didn't we do that?
I don't know.
You just, stupid ass.
It just did not strike me. Wah.
What else has been going on in the Discord?
Oh my gosh.
We got to enjoy some great memeing from Salty Tea and Touche tonight, which was incredible.
And we're looking forward to cracking that software and releasing it.
Cracking and releasing. Looking forward to releasing our crack.
Yeah.
Man, me and Dana were driving to the Publix yesterday, and behind us, it was like these two, like really... I don't even mean. They were just like really strung out looking, like extremely thin meth stylers.
Yeah.
And the man, they were the type of people that looked like they were 90, but they were probably 40.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the man was sitting like this, just completely stoic.
Where was this?
This was on the way to Publix. They were behind us.
Oh, just around town?
Yeah, it was in Decatur. Yeah.
Not in Florida, nothing?
No. And they were behind us, and the guy was just so stoic, like this, just not making any expression. And the woman next to him was going,
whoa.
And that's where it caught my eye, because I was like, what the fuck? Because in the rearview mirror, I was like, what the hell? And she just, and they were behind us for a good while. But what struck me was the difference between the two. And it was really fascinating. I loved it.
That's
just my story.
That's why we love
that was cool.
Dichotomy, dynamics, duality.
It's like opposites attract, you know?
Oh, yeah. You could see...
But then,
see Cupid's arrow through their bony chest.
She was moving in such an erratic, insane style that it startled me. And she was driving like a white Isuzu, like a 90s white Isuzu.
Oh,
or he
Isuzu.
Was one of those cars. And she had this very distinct blonde hair that was very bright white blonde, like cropped cut here. With like that thing that they do where they do like a bun where it's like sticking up.
Yeah.
And so she had a very distinct haircut, right? And she was freaking me out. So we got to Publix, and I parked. And right next to me, I see a white Isuzu pull up. And I go, boom. Because I just, in my head, this is what happens to me. I see, like, people who are kind of scare me. And then they follow me just by accident. And then I have some encounter with them. Anyway, they pull up and I look over and there's that white blonde hair with that classic style bun. And it's just a teenage girl.
Oh.
What are the odds of that?
Not a meth styler?
Just a harmless, yeah.
Oh, so.
But I went, oh, here we go. And then he goes, what? I go, oh, never mind. It was really an incredible coincidence, and I really enjoyed it.
Did they hook? Did they beeline it to? So you and I wore my public swagger tonight, and I wore the teal to match. By the way,
that looks awesome. I forgot you had that.
Yeah,
I need to get a. Well, I have my Kroger hat. Moon says Seth Meyers or
hat.
Meth Stylers.
That's interesting.
I like that. You be the judge.
Seth Meyers does have a gaunt. Cheekbone situation that is common among drug-induced weight loss.
It's true.
Pardon me.
Somebody DM'd us today or something and goes, did Trevor get the job for Trevor Noah?
They were digging through the archives.
I was like, it's been months.
And
I
first
don't
off, the OTS says very clearly yes.
Yes, he got hired. The job. So I didn't respond to that one.
Good. Well, you're not a big responder. Speaking of your kind of fear
sometimes.
Of the stranger, not the realmer.
I turn my DMs off on my personal account.
I need to go in there.
If you want to contact me, just go through Skelly.
Yeah. No, I meant the Skelly account. We had a fun guy sending in some jingles the other day. But
that was fun, yeah.
Had a cinema cease and desist.
You know what's funny? Some of those people that are DMing the most are not paters.
Nor are they even Discorders.
So you want to say, I'll read everything you say. I'll read both of these saying, call in Dana. I'll read Trash Image. LOL, Meth Stylers. Touche. Like that GIF from last ep. Touche. I wish YouTube did GIFs. We said Seth Meyers, Meth Stylers.
But we love Publix.
So if you want that, you can just come and be a pater if you want me to read
But it. What you're getting at is that we get a lot of DMs on Instagram of non-realmer. I'm sorry, but I'm just going to say non-realmer.
Yeah. They're new realmers. We'll say that.
Pre-realming or something like that. But they're saying... Hey, would you mind just saying something for me? And then I'm out of here.
Yeah, I don't mind doing that. And there's one I feel bad about because, remember one time I actually did shout someone out. They said that they wanted, and I did it. It took me a while. But then there was another one. Instagram does this thing where if we're not following you back, it delays the DM for like weeks. So all of a sudden the DM pops up and it's this person being like, can y'all do a shout out? And it's like, well, weeks have gone by.
Yeah.
I didn't even see it. So I don't know.
It's hard to.
We should make a cameo.
Yeah. They talk about fucking YouTube taking what does YouTube take? 10% or something?
Take way more than that. YouTube takes a lot more than 10. Right?
I forget.
It took like 20.
Yeah, that's it. It's something outrageous. I couldn't even fathom it. So my estimate was wrong. But I bet cameos take it a fucking 70%.
Courtney Davis said, have y'all thought about getting a giant skeleton? I've thought about it. Actually, this Courtney did DM us this.
When we were young.
I remember you told me they were on sale, Courtney.
Well, that's different.
But I didn't want to pull the trigger. I don't know. I don't know if I want to go. I don't want to, if I want to make that leap to be the giant skeleton owner. You know what I mean? I don't know if I want to go that far and become that person.
Skeletons have... followed us for so long. And
Julia's in the chat. Hi, Dana. Hi, gang. It's called We're Running a Little Late.
Nice.
Love it. It's okay. As long as you're here.
As long as you show up for class.
It was like we were singing the song earlier, the I don't care who you are, what you do, da, 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 as long as you love me.
Oh, yeah. That's Backstreet Boys, isn't it?
Dana said, yeah, but Dana did it. I don't care when you gorp, how you gorp, what you gorp, as long as you gorp. And I thought that would be, this is really weird. I thought that would be a funny thing for a gorp. It sounded like the sentiment of a gorp coach. Because you remember how coaches would be like, I don't care how you do it. I don't care what you do it, as long as you get that ball in there, you know?
Yeah.
So imagine a Gorb coach might utilize that song to say, I don't care who you go, I don't care how you Gorb. I don't know what made me just think of that.
I was surprised, speaking of that.
This is what the podcast is for, saying stuff like that.
Well, no, absolutely. But I was really surprised when I was listening to 99.1 The Piss the other day that I heard, put me in, coach.
Oh, yeah.
You know who does that song?
Who?
I think it's Huey Lewis.
Huey Lewis in the News?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
That's
a bad. That's
an amazing thought.
Yeah,
that's incredible. You know what I'm mad about? Spotify's algorithm sucks ass. Has anyone else noticed? They don't show new music to you anymore. You just hear the same crap.
No, they it's a slurry of fucking, it sounds like the master of none in a blender.
It sucks.
It's dog shit.
Ryan says, no, that's CCR. No, it's not.
Yes, that is.
Oh, it is.
That's why I was surprised, because Huey Lewis is who you would think it is.
Oh, wait.
It's CCR? Fucking PCR.
That is really weird.
Thank you, Ryan.
That is really weird.
I looked at, and I had that Toyota RAV4 that Doug
Damn.
Gifted me. And, it had the radio station identifier that tells you the track.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's
no, I looked at it and I said, what?
John Fogerty.
But when you hear it, and there's like a bridge. There's like a bridge you hear it in, and you go, oh, God, this is CCR.
It's kind of a cringe song.
It's the worst song. It's so bad. We'll play it very briefly. We won't play too much. Put me in, coach.
Put me down.
Yeah, put me down, coach. Oh, gosh. Well, what the heck? Oh, is CCR like too cool for, are they the new Beatles of Spotify? Are they not on here?
That's like ZZ Top. You can't get certain ZZ Top on Spotify.
Or is, why? They're too embarrassed of this song, or does it actually have a different... They probably... Good grief. What is this song called?
Ryan says Fogerty has a literal baseball bat guitar. I like that.
They need a baseball like a ball guitar. Would be cooler. Baseball
ball guitar. No, ball drums. baseball drums and bats. Bats to match on guitar and bass.
That'd be good.
That's cool as hell.
Oh, it's called Center Field. Is it really?
I actually found my old 12-string yesterday in the closet. Speaking of the birds and their 12-string, this is not correct, is it? Oh, it is.
Is this how it is?
Actually, the production's kind of funny. Like, it is kind of cool. I like this, like, really slick production.
Sounds like R.E.M.
Yeah, which is the cool production. It's cool.
But that... The progression and then the organ. Oh God!
It's really.
Oh, but
not,
it's about baseball.
It's
so
about baseball.
You can.
Yeah. And that is him. Yeah.
Yeah. Then it.
The sun. Free drink ticket says Doug. If you like 12-string style, check out the band Elkhorn. They are very psychedelic. Okay. I do like a 12-string style. I kind of like playing a 12-string style more than listening to it. But I do like listening to it as well.
But you know how CCR is like the most Vietnam-associated band of all time?
Yeah, of course. It's
what if this was playing from the helicopters instead of...
Well, they played baseball probably on the base. You know what I mean? But man, coach, I'm ready to play.
This would be terrifying. Imagine being watching your parents like get burned to death as this plays by a GI.
Watching your parents conceive you at a baseball game in a Vietnam base.
Under the bleachers.
Oh!
Coach, I'm gonna need you to put me in.
My life has been so boring lately. I don't have anything cool to do.
That's why you have to devote all your waking hours to laboring on someone else's behalf.
I need more work. If anyone has any work for me, let me know. I need more money. And I need more work. I need to do more work. I want to do freelance design, but I don't have any experience. And I'm
Ryan Sander made a pop song parody of the previous song that we just listened to. The lyrics being. I can make a toast.
I know Rachel Ray. Hooray. That's cool.
That is cool. And Rachel Ray.
Bopadee says, Doug, come help me clear my acre. I'll help you clear an acre. I'm trying to clear a couple acres. I want to get a big old bush hog from Home Depot.
Oh, yeah.
Clear me a nice acre. When Dana's not here, we don't have as good of a conversation, huh?
I think it's going fine. I think it's going absolutely fine. But I would say that Dana is good at tossing some meat into the stew.
Yeah.
Versus us spitting in the stew until the pot's overflowing, but you can still drink it.
I had to drink a fucking monster today.
Curse word detected.
Sorry about that.
Because the fucking gas station did not have fucking sugar-free Red Bull. Yeah, so yeah, I'm admitting it to the paters. I've been drinking sugar-free Red Bull. That's the brand that I'm drinking out of my soda tube, okay?
Is that the white Red Bull? I mean, the white...
What are you talking about?
White Monster.
The Monster gets me pissed. Sorry, dude. yes, that's the White Monster. Duh. And I'll show the can. There it is.
Oh, wow.
Any OG Roamers remember that? That's a big part of the show. Well, not anymore. I'm still waiting for that company to sue us and take all our everything from us.
Screw indeed.
You know what I mean? Take our lives from us and snipe us.
Free drink. Ticket says screw. Both of these says screw.
Screw, 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 screw.
Screw, screw.
Ryan says, dude, I always have a 24-pack in my fridge. Trashman says, I don't drink them anymore either. When you switch to freaking sugar-free Red Bull, it tastes so much better.
Courtney's too. Offering you a job here. Says, my team is hiring. DM me if you're interested. So why don't you take
really?
That? That's what I'm reading
Wait,
here.
Wait, where?
Right
I don't
here.
See that in the chat.
Well, it's because you missed it. You miss every opportunity you don't take.
She's talking to Dana.
Oh, well, maybe you
she
can.
She would never hire me. She's a Dana fan. She hires Dana.
He always hires Dana.
I want to do. I was talking to Sam about this before the show, how underqualified I am to do literally anything except host the show. Like, I have no experience. I have nothing. And because I was a musician, you know, I was a touring musician for a while. And after sifting through Indeed. Which I know everyone says you have to lie on your resume and you have to, and also you have to know someone to get a job nowadays. It's not like you just go on Indeed, but still, it's kind of funny. There's literally no jobs on Indeed for me. I don't qualify for any of them. I don't have any experience.
But you guys were surfing around and found one.
Yeah, well, there was one. Yeah, there's one job, which was the janitor's assistant at the Chili's in Morrow, Georgia, which is.
It's also a guest.
Was also a guest. So his job was opening. He or she's job was opening. Anyway. Julie says, you are qualified to be a meme or rep. And yes, I am. And I am so proud of that as well. It'd be cool to take meme or merchandise on the road and go door to door. What if we went door to door and tried to sell meme or TV flags?
That'd be good.
Flag.
We should go around both of our neighborhoods doing that.
Yeah. I thought it would be funny to go door to door with the GoPros and just get people to get so mad that we're bugging them to buy a Memor TV item, like a flag would be
yeah.
funny.
I love
and
that.
All we could do is try to sell Memor TV. We could try to sell Memor TV flags, and it's an upcharge for us to mount the flag on the house. So we have all this gear to drill holes. the brick or the wood.
The majority
and
of the
mount a flag thing and say. You can show your Memor TV pride.
Courtney says she offered you the job first and you denied it, claiming you only wanted creative
jobs. I offered you first, Doug, but then you said you wanted a creative job. My job is interesting to me, but if you want something like design, I think it would really hurt your soul. Hello. Yeah.
No, he wants menial work.
Well, hey, that might be good. You know that the show is all this is how you get a job now, is you make a live stream and you host it, and then one of your viewers... you get to know them, and then they give you a job. That's how this works now.
Well, Doug and I were toying with the idea of having twin jobs, and then our schedules are very easy. It's easy to schedule
cool.
content creation.
I've been saying to you, man, let's take all the money that we saved up from the show, which isn't that much, but it would be enough, to go out and buy some lawn gear and just Skeleton Realm lawn care and just go mow some lawns, brother.
But you immediately, I've been inquired the profitability. You said you
but
make about $30
I know,
a
that's
day.
From Green. That's from the Green Pal. We have to go get clients. We have to advertise and get people that we know. You know some like rich people up in Buckhead where we can go to their giant estates. They'll give us like $300 to mow their grass.
Only one I know in Buckhead is a retirement home.
Hey, retirement homes got money, brother.
No, it's a subsidized housing.
Hey, they got government money. Let's get government contracts.
Now we're talking.
We can mow military bases.
I always wanted to drive a choo-choo train.
Fuck it.
I was going to say I want to drive a MARTA car or MARTA, work at MARTA, but it's
really
the same.
Good benefits, but the job would be tough.
Nah, I don't know. You can text and drive. Speaking of choo-choo.
The cool thing about that GreenPal app is you just get like a mower and some other gear, and it's like Uber. You put your stuff up there, and then people just hire you. But yeah, it's not profitable unless you have a huge team, because these guys undercut. They charge like $30 a lawn.
Is Uber...
Fuck!
Obama just released a Netflix show where he follows Uber drivers.
what is this? Dana greater than Doug? What is this? Dana breadwinner arc. What's all this?
Oh, she's the breadwinner. Ouch.
Free drink ticket says, my friend started his own junk removal biz and makes good money now. That is something to look into.
That's what you wanted. You mentioned that the other day.
I have thought about that too.
What do you need? A truck?
A trailer.
In a tolerance for stench?
You basically just get a trailer, you remove all the shit from people's house, and take it to the dump. The dump in DeKalb is it charges you by weight, but it's not much. You get the client
to pay for
that.
All right, Doug, imagine this. We just do the same dump boy's job as every other dump boy, but our plot, now it's a team effort. I'm joining this. Big dollar sign right on the flyer. Very attractive OTS style flyer. And just says $8 to dump. And you put these all over town.
$8?
Yeah, but it's not really.
Okay, so that's like the initial fee for consulting, and then it's $800.
Yeah, what's the first call is $8, something like that.
Ryan Sanders says, let's make a sketch show and pitch Cam and Walt. That's one of the craziest, most insane ideas I've ever heard.
That's
you might
up.
As well try to play the Mega Millions, my brother. Not happening.
They've both passed, or one of them has passed away.
That's not true.
Outside of the media sphere.
Oh, okay.
Right? I thought.
He didn't die, though.
No, yeah, but he's in Hollywood, he's good as dead.
You're thinking of Walt Disney.
Oh.
That's a different Walt.
Oh.
I know they're really similar type of guys.
They froze him.
I thought we were talking to Walt Disney the whole time. We had that Adult Swim thing going.
Yeah. Cam.
They lied.
Walt
they,
Disney.
They made us think that was Walt Disney, didn't they?
Yeah. That's why we
and
were
I
so
knew
nervous.
That's, I know, and that ruined the whole deal because I was so nervous. I thought I was talking to Walt D.
Yeah.
But I was talking to Walt N.
He kept saying, I love Goofy.
I know.
And he said, Doug,
and he was like, dude, I don't care about Goofy. And I was like, okay, Walt Disney is playing cool.
Yeah.
I said, he would say, why? We need some different characters. And I go, okay, how about we add a mouse?
Yeah.
How about we add a Goofy doll?
You're playing his tongue.
And he didn't like
language.
That. Now that explains it because he's not Walt Disney. They had Walt Disney at the Wax Museum.
No kidding. In my mind, I can only picture Vincent Price, and to me, that's the same wax figurine. You reuse Vincent Price for it. Google Vincent Price and tell me you don't speak in a spitting image of both Salvador Dali and Walt Disney.
I will not Google him.
All right.
Okay, free drink ticket says mold remediation and junk removal equals six figures. He's right. That's what we need to do. I tell you, we take the capital that we've got right now and go into that. And brother, there'll be no more show because we'll be making so much on mold remediation.
It'll be only show. There'll be way more show.
People will pay so much money to get mold removed because it's dangerous. It's nasty. they don't want to do it. And you that's go in there with a hazmat suit and you bust that mold out. That's thousands and thousands of dollars for one afternoon.
What do you have to do? Burn it?
Boss. I think there's like a special vacuum that they suck it up. And they scrape it. And you wear like a suit. You know what else like
it makes
cleans
you go insane
up?
Though.
You know what else cleans up, but it's also way too above our pay grade is lead paint removal.
Oh.
Because they'll rope off the whole house and then you have to put hazmat suits and you it's insane.
It'd be funny if we went kooky from lead poisoning and mold inhalation
and then
from
the show
doing
got
a
better.
Yeah, they wouldn't notice a thing, the Realmers. But we'd be using forgetting to wash our hazmat suits and that kind of thing. But junk, that's more entry level.
You would be coming into contact with mold for sure if you did junk removal, but you just bring a mask.
Sure.
Because you'd be going into these old houses that they're about to flip probably just full of crap.
I'd buy this awesome respirator off Instagram, an ad on Instagram that has like lights on it and headphones and Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, can I borrow your mask?
Let's sell respirators. You know what they say, the gold diggers... they made more money on the picks and shovels than the gold. The picks and shovel salesmen made more money. It's the same thing with
and all these
masks.
Junk removal people are just rushing to the junk. And we say, stopping for a breather?
Let's sell our poop.
All right.
Hey, Sam?
Uh-huh.
I want to sell our poop.
Okay.
Oh, free drink ticket says, I do that on the side and house painting and it's pretty good. That's awesome.
Selling his
shit? We need to work for free drink ticket.
Any given Romer would make a better boss than our own selves, determining our own future.
Just categorically, Romers are more competent and more productive than us and better people.
Bofu says in a remarkable bit of trivia here, sandhogs are a slang term for urban miners and construction workers who work underground on excavation products.
Wow.
Tunneling through sand, mud, and bedrock.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, they're the ones that dug the tunnels for the metro system and all that sort of thing in New York, and something that we'd love.
Everyone has junk.
Touche says, what about the app? Yeah, we need to get back on the app game.
Orb Tapper.
We lack motivation. We get into stuff and then we just get busy doing other things.
That's not true.
I had designs on an incredible app. And I just gave up my dream.
You submitted it for approval. It's going to...
That's what it is. I had to go apply for this stupid thing called the Dunn's number. It sounds fake.
Well, no, Apple makes you
jump through all these hoops to go into the App Store. So I've been waiting for the Dunn's number, but I think I got it back. But the problem is that the Dunn's number is associated to a business and the address is incorrect. It's my old address. So I don't want to associate our Dunn's number for our Apple iTunes iStore developer account with an incorrect address that's tied to our Dunn's number, which reflects our LLC. So I have to work that out. So I said, I'm going to go eat a Quest bar instead and making apps now. Fuck! Yeah.
We got some...
Yeah, Dunn's number.
Yeah.
Dunn's, D-U-N-S. Touche says, trying to learn Python and it's up and down. I thought about taking one of those code courses where you learn how to code, but I just... You know what the problem is anytime something seems like it's a good idea to do, everyone else has done it and ruined it, and you can't do it. You know what the best thing that you can do is? You can lie on the floor and stare at the ceiling until you die. That's the best thing to do.
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah, and that's all you can really do. Because if you say, oh, I could do this. I could go do this shortcut and do this. There's no shortcuts. The easiest shortcut and the happiest you can be, just lie on the floor and stare at the ceiling.
Yeah.
Because you're just not allowed to do other stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to do other stuff.
We are sufferers.
Sedge says, what about mailman? That's a good job. Yeah. I don't think I'm getting that one. Mailman's a great job. I'd love to be the mailman.
I do know someone.
The benefits would be insane on that one.
A friend is a mailman, and apparently he brags all the time on Facebook about it.
He's a bragger.
He goes, ask me anything, I'm a mailman. And my wife and her friend make fun of that. But
wow,
it got me thinking. I said, I could do that bullshit. I could do that bullshit.
Mailman would be cool. Wasn't there a famous... Oh, we found out, actually, there's this band that in Warehouse they always used to listen to on tour. Josh really liked them. And the guitar player was a mailman in Grant Park. In like the 70s. Isn't that weird? And there was a band from like New York. It's like this funk thing. What is it?
Damn.
Oh God, what is it again? Let's see.
Gang of what?
I can't, no, it wasn't them. It was something like that. I don't know. I don't remember.
It's almost time to wrap it up, but I guess the job hunt continues. Doug will find a...
I'm not that desperate. I just would like a little extra something. That's the other thing is I want like a part-time thing. A lot of stuff's full-time, so... I want to keep putting a lot of energy into the show. I'm willing to...
Yeah. So
we're
looking to achieve some kind of escape velocity on that. Anyway...
Hey, even if we don't, I just like doing the show. I don't want
to... I mean on day-to-day torture. Be
yeah.
it, so we can, this is torture relief.
This is extreme torture relief hanging out with the Paters.
Good grief.
I'm usually sitting in a room just like, my thoughts are just going so fast and I'm just staring at a wall.
Yeah.
That's the kind of funny thing
it's
about
the opposite.
Me. If a lot of these Paters knew me in real life, they probably wouldn't like me because I'm a very dark and serious person who has, I have problems with being extremely dark and serious. So the show, I just explode, I bust. And it's all the joy and all the fun and everything. But in the normal life, I'm just a dark man. And you can ask Dana, I'm dark. It's morbid. I go goth. I wear goth makeup.
Oh, so, yeah.
You know?
Chains.
Dark style. And chains. The chains are swell.
I'd agree with that. But whatever. Doug finds
Moon says, don't let the imposter syndrome get you. We appreciate that. I do suffer with that a little bit.
Possum style. Possum syndrome.
Possum syndrome. That's where you think you're an intern, but you're actually an undercover boss.
Yeah.
Possum syndrome.
Get too into the role.
Yeah.
But Doug, find a profession, then I'll join you, and then we'll do a nonstop streaming. You describe that model.
We could tell the Paters I was talking about starting a lawn care business or something like that, especially if we could use some of the money we've saved up. And then our channel would just become a vlog for lawn care. So we'd have to do that. So it'd be kind of cool to just completely transform the channel into lawn care vlogging, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be actually really cool.
I mean, you know.
Because we don't have a choice. I mean, we have to do something. So let's do a lawn care vlog channel. Wouldn't that be cool?
I think junk sounds way more profitable
than
lawn care.
Actually, because Dump Daddies, we have experience with Dump Daddies as well.
True.
Junk removal would be cool. It would be probably actually a lot more money. It would be harder work.
Well, customer interaction, though.
Here's the trick with that. Me and you get a trailer. Already got a truck, but we could maybe even get like a used like piece of shit box truck that just has more space and a trailer. And we get enough to going to where we get another trailer. And we get another guy to run that one. Then we just keep adding trailers, and then we stop doing it entirely, right?
Boss.
Then we're just totally just not doing any work. We're just collecting the money. Then what we do is we sell the business at that point to someone who wants a startup one. Then we take that money, and we just sit on it, and then we do the show full time.
All right. Whatever it takes.
That might be the process.
Sure as hell not
anyway.
Achieving escape velocity in my job. That's our problem is that we live also opposite lifestyles where you're staring at a wall until you hear your ears ringing and your eyes speckling with floaters. While I have a person just slamming open the door going, do a test until I explode.
Life isn't fun. You know, one of the things about life is it's not generally fun. And so that's kind of what...
Common
misconception of life is fun. One of the things we want to do with this show is bring fun and joy to the world because joy to the world... Because it's not generally fun, but we can have fun if we try as hard as we can. Yummy, we do yummy stuff. Oh my God, we yummy.
All right, I guess we'll wrap it up. But thanks for listening to us complain just a bit.
Yeah, thanks, guys, and we really appreciate it. Next week, we're going to come back at you live and enjoy it again once more, styling.
As Dana said, Wednesday is play day.
Wednesday is pleasure day.
Life is pain until Wednesday, Free Drink It says. It's all the pain all the way up till 8 p.m.
Collecting, and Dana did make a great point, which Sedge is agreeing with, which is that collecting trailers, and I'm not joking, I think collecting trailers, if you have five trailers and you're not monetizing, and you can't find a way to monetize five trailers... Trailers just mean money.
Yeah.
They really do. If you just have a trailer.
I can store one on my gravel. I got new gravel.
We could do a party trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're thinking what I'm thinking, dude.
Party trailer.
All right, guys. We really enjoyed it. We'll see you next week. Bye. The midnight train is gonna take me to